Welcome back to Dark Rum Podcast. I'm Turtle.
I'm Steven.
Or Kyle, depending on the week.
I've never been Kyle. I've always been Steven.
You've always been Kyle.
I've always been Steven.
Anyway, thank you for joining us again.
What did you say your name was?
Turtle.
That's not what you said. You said Ryan.
I did not. Did I say Ryan or say Turtle?
Yeah, you said Ryan.
I thought I said Turtle. Doesn't matter.
Both of them are wrong.
My real name's Cthulhu.
No, you're Billy the Platypus.
I'm not Billy the Platypus.
This is Billy the Platypus.
Oh, my God.
I'm Steven.
Anyway, this week we're going to talk about the Paris catacombs.
Yeah, French people. Yay, French people. They're really good at civil wars, I hear.
They actually are really good at revolutions. So good at
it. They always win.
They always win.
So how is saying revolution different than saying civil war?
Because usually a lot of their revolutions weren't actually... Civil wars are like a division between two major groups of the population.
Yeah, like the poor people and the rich people. Yeah, but revolution.
The rich people aren't a major group.
A revolution is when you're revolting against another country ruling.
I'm talking
country.
Population.
I'm
so
saying...
The rich people are like 1,000 compared to the millions of poor.
It's not a civil war, my guy.
That's a revolution. That's not a civil war.
It's a civil war. Okay, well, how did it end for them?
Oh, they killed them or ate them or guillotines.
Yeah, they killed them. And then other guys, just like the guys before, came in and did the same thing. And then they did that three more times.
Wow,
it's still the same.
Yeah, pretty much. But that's just...
And for a while, some German guy was their king over in England.
Yeah, sure. Anyway, so...
it's important because the French civil wars are involved in this.
They are. That's true, actually.
Yeah.
That's where a lot of the bodies come from.
A lot of them.
Black Plague.
The fancy ones.
The fancy bodies, yeah.
I couldn't find anything about the Black Plague. I love that I interrupted you mid-epic motion.
Yeah, and my brain just stops. So, the catacombs of Paris started as a lime quarry.
Yes.
They were originally far outside the city limits. But
no, the quarry is underneath the city of Paris.
You're correct, but it was originally far outside the city limits. Paris grew.
Oh, yeah.
And grew over top of this quarry. Because when they did it, it was just like, hey, this is a couple miles away. It's totally safe to build here.
Are you doing one of these things where it's like, I remember before that was a mall. That used
to
be a cornfield.
Back in my day, that was a quarry. Pepperidge Farm remembers. Yeah.
Except no one in France remembers.
Yeah, no one in France, except all the people that go there
back
all the time.
Back when my great-great-great-great-granddaddy was dying from the plague, that was just a quarry.
That's where we got the lime to build Notre Dame, recently deceased Notre Dame. It's being rebuilt. That's not true.
It is true. They're rebuilding it.
Yeah, but
they wasted millions of dollars that they could have given to people that actually needed money to build this stupid church.
Isn't in Paris, though, is it?
I don't know. It's in France.
Yeah, I know that. I just didn't think it was in Paris, but it could
be. There's more than one place in France than Paris?
Well,
aren't all the other ones German territories?
I mean, France is a full and robust country.
I liked it better when it was called Gaul.
I was there during Roman
times.
Is this another thing with your time machine?
Yeah, dude, I went back and I watched.
I don't believe that.
It was great. Anyway, Paris catacombs. It used to be an 18th century graveyard. Wait, that's not what I meant. I just said words.
Yeah.
I read my notes just because I was trying to put it back on track. And then that's out of place. Because I also had as my first note that they used to be stone quarries.
We are on it today.
Hell
folks.
Yeah. But in the 18th century, Paris graveyards started to run out of spice.
Well, because they were in the middle of the city, and they got full, and then they got so full that perfume shops were complaining about scent. Like, it was crazy stinky.
Just bodies everywhere. And there was like a bunch of floods or something, right? Where
there was,
they were
so
popping out of the ground.
The bodies all rose up out of the ground, which was also... disgusting.
Interesting side note that I found is that Paris still isn't good about burying people, right?
Paris is one of the dirtiest cities. There's an entire...
Wait. I got a thing. Okay. It's from 2018.
Okay, go on.
5,000 Parisians died.
Uh-huh.
And there was only 171 plots available.
Uh-huh.
For the whole city across its 14 cemeteries. And to get the plots, it's around 16,000 euros or $18,200.
Jesus.
And it's not permanent. You kind of rent it for a little while. And then at some point, they dig your body back up and move it somewhere else.
Like the Paris catacombs.
Yeah. So like, if you die in Paris and you want to stay there, you should probably just get burned.
Yeah, right.
Because your body's going to get moved somewhere else anyway.
It's not going to last.
I thought that was crazy. I was like, really? Still, you guys still you can't bury people?
You
just make more cemeteries.
They're just not good at it.
Knock down a building and put a field there.
So, you know, there's a whole syndrome for people that go to Paris and are so disappointed with how dirty and smelly the city is. Paris has a hygiene issue. Not the French, although I'm sure
it's French
related.
I thought that
was
like a stereotype.
It is a stereotype of the French, but I think the stereotype stems from the fact that Paris itself...
Sorry, French people. I just heard that.
Is that like... The Paris people that travel to Paris spend thousands of dollars.
Wait, is Paris the New Jersey of France?
Maybe, probably.
Except New Jersey doesn't smell bad because it's beautiful.
Nah,
you're from
about
a gross
that.
Part.
You're from a gross part too. You lived in Orange.
No, I didn't.
West Orange.
I did for like a little bit.
Yeah, for like a year and a half. You always told me about the lip plumper you got while working at the place.
Yeah. All right. Back to Paris.
Jared's face right now is like, what the fuck happened?
Paris and New Jersey are the same place. Everybody knows
yeah,
that.
Pretty much. So, but it was like 13th century they decided to start moving the bodies.
This is 18th century. You did not remember your dates good. It all happened in the 18th century. It was around the 1700s.
Right. It was so...
Late 1700s, early 1800s.
It was 13th century that they started the quarry.
Oh, the quarry?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, when did they start the quarry? That was like before Paris was a city.
Yeah,
that was
that's
early
right.
in Paris.
So, like I said, 13th century.
You said the cemetery.
They
you
started, the, I might have misspoke
you
there.
You said
yeah.
the catacombs.
They started the well, it was the catacombs because that's what they started digging out. They just didn't know they were the catacombs then.
On to this one.
17th century is when they started having a lot of dead body issues. And actually, it was...
So many dead
one
body
king
issues.
Brought up the idea of moving all the bodies, and they were like, no, we're not gonna do it. And then like
someone before King Louis,
yeah. And then like they hated it, and he did it anyway. And then they like were pissed, and then someone else brought it up and was like, well, we can move the bodies. And the French were like, I like the cut of your jib, sir. And he was like, didn't the other guy just say that?
It was King Louis the 15th.
Sure, one of the monarchs.
No, it oh my god, I actually remembered the things on purpose.
Yeah, I remember things.
You're like a king in France, one of them, and then another one. Like, no, King Louis is the one that had everybody move to the catacombs.
There's been like 36 inbred meth head shithook monarchs in all of Europe. I don't know.
And now that we're on to this conspiracy, did you know that the Queen of England has ties to the Nazis?
I would believe that. She's like a million years old.
No, no, like her family is directly related to some of them, and also...
Sure.
They're German. They're not English. And also, they kidnap kids from Canada.
Is this, like, real conspiracies? Or
this is
like...
a real conspiracy that her and the king took kids from Canada. I think Canada actually still has a warrant for her arrest.
Do they really?
She can't go there, even though she owns them.
Yeah, that's weird.
They went to a place. They took these kids out for a picnic. Those kids never came back.
The Queen of England's scary. A lot of
Let's
stuff.
Let's get
that
back
happens.
To France. I don't know why this happened. You brought up the inbred thing, and I just went with the monarch conspiracies. You're so mean.
No, you are.
All right, so let's get to the part where the bodies got moved. So, in city officials in the 18th century under King Louis the 15th.
Oh yeah, okay, King Louis. Oh,
okay. That's why dates are important. And writing down notes is good.
Yeah, what dates? It doesn't matter. I said the two important dates, 13th century, 17th century. Got
anyway,
him.
King Louis had
nailed it.
The cemeteries in France, in Paris, condemned due to the spread of disease from the improper burial.
Oh, and all the flies, and yeah.
Yeah, because the corpses, like, people were still going to visit the rotting corpses sticking out of the ground. And that's when they turned to the stone quarries.
The quarries.
And now there are nearly 6 million bodies buried underneath the catacombs since the early 1780s until 1814. That's when they started moving bodies.
Do you
bodies.
Know how big the catacombs are?
Big.
Do you know how big?
Very big.
They are more than 200 miles.
200 miles big.
Yeah. It's a massive, massive area, and it's multiple layers.
And that's why that 6 million bodies is growing.
Yes.
People go missing.
People go missing in the catacombs all the time. The French keep... Here's the ironic part. I saw some statistics that were saying how the French police are basically killing people.
And just leaving them in the catacombs?
No. Not
that. Genius.
Not that level. So
that's like Alaska and how people just go missing.
They don't want people to go into the catacombs, so they're constantly locking murdering entrances them? And exits.
Oh, they're killing them by accident.
Yeah. But so what they're doing is, it's happened multiple times, and if you don't know any other way out, you're lost in these catacombs behind a locked gate.
Because a lot of them are just pitch black. There's nothing
there's
down there.
Pitch darkness. Yeah, there's a couple of manholes for the top layers. Not even like, you know, you're not accessing the lower ones. There's kids that go in there and have like whole raves. There's rave rooms and like.
There's a cinema in there that the police were doing some kind of training exercise and they discovered like a full cinema.
Yeah.
Seats carved out of the stone, like a giant movie theater setup thing down there. And then as they were leaving, they found pictures of themselves that had been taken while they were down there, left with a note that said, "Don't try to find us."
Wow.
Yeah. There's a whole like community. What are they called? Cataphiles or something, right?
Yeah, there's
a whole... they go down there all like there's tours
people
you can
that
get,
live
and then
down
there's
there.
People that just decide to divert from the tour.
There are,
which is completely illegal.
Yes, there are people that live down there. But they're so large, they're so hard to navigate, and there's so many hidden passages.
Oh no, I know.
And so one of the other issues is there's parts of it that just flood. And like that are like there's parts that are totally below water. Like the lower levels are completely submerged.
They're caverns, so it makes sense.
And then there's whole sections that like just flood regularly on and off. Like if it rains heavy in Paris one day, there's a whole floor that just disappears underwater. And if you're that floor, you're probably dead.
You know what's really funny is like everybody knows the pictures of like the skulls and stuff that are like put up, like they decorated and stuff. That's not how they did it at first. They just threw the bodies in there for
a
while.
There's
a
hallway.
There was like decades before that happened, and then there's still places where there's just piles of bodies.
There's a hallway that leads down to one of the lowest levels that we can access because a bunch of it's already collapsed. As the city was built on top of it.
Oh, wait, real quick, since I'll take it back to history for a little bit. You want to know a funny secret about collapsing?
Yeah.
The catacombs had like a double edge to them when they got made. One, they needed a place to hide the bodies.
Yeah.
Two, the city of Paris in 1774 began falling into the catacombs.
Yep, that's correct.
So it was a way to repair them while also getting rid of these bodies.
Yep, because the bodies are the filler.
There was an entire section of Paris where there was like an 80-meter like crack that just went through the town. Homes were lost and everything.
So there's one of the lowest down sections you can still access. There's this hallway of bones that is just, it's supposed to be a slope that goes down to like one of the bottom levels. This is early on in them. They just kept piling bodies and bodies in that level.
So you can just find a massive pile of bodies?
You can't even walk down there. They filled it up and then filled up the hallway that leads to it. And then now all there is a hallway that gets like, because it's like a sloped hall, that gets progressively smaller because the floor of it is just a flat level of bone.
Nice.
And no one knows how deep it goes or what's down there.
It's too bad. Like, Scrooge McDuck logic doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
You can just go swimming through the bones.
Is it too bad? Is that really too bad?
Or I guess it depends on the kind of person you are. I would do it.
Should we thank physics and all that is holy so that we don't go swimming through bone?
If you had a giant room full of gold, would you not want to swim through it?
No.
I would.
It's
and bones.
Gold. It doesn't
if
matter.
I had a giant room full of bones and gold, you know, like a dragon, I would definitely want to go swimming through it.
I could see you being like a dragon. That would make sense to me.
Right. So.
So go on, yeah.
Awesome. Most of the bodies came from the same cemetery, apparently.
Yeah.
They all came from Les Innocents.
Well, wait. They said most of the bodies
most
came from
them.
The same
I mean, they came from a bunch
cemetery.
Of them.
But when
I think
they
also started putting down fresh ones, but for a while at first, since they were making like poor homeless people do it that like weren't very strong. Like,
yeah.
Well, they were making them just dig up bodies that were like already mostly gone because it was easier
so
to put in a wheelbarrow.
They said most of them were like from this cemetery and they've been dead a long time. Don't worry. But a lot of people died during it. A lot of the homeless they made do it died down there and they just like, there
you
go.
I mean, the people that made the catacombs bodies are down there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I think one of the architects like died while making stairs or something.
Yeah, it's the amount of people that have gone into this body heap of a catacomb cemetery.
I like how many like famous people from history are down there.
Are there really?
Yeah. From the French Revolution. Like all those people that got their heads cut off. There's a bunch of them down there. Problem is nobody knows who anybody is.
Well, yeah, and it's not
so
like
you
they're
can't
labeled.
Prove it. They're just a bunch of lost bodies. But they came from the place where those people were buried and those people are no longer buried where they were buried.
Oh, that makes sense.
So yeah. So there's like famous I guess they're not heroes.
Revolutionaries?
The ones that literally, like, the people that got their heads lobbed off.
Famous.
Ones that met the guillotine.
Yeah.
Like, I think, like, King Henry's, like, girlfriend or something.
Yeah. That's pretty nuts. So, for those of you that don't know, there are entire... You okay?
I choked it.
For those of you that don't know, there's entire rooms and hallways and sections of this catacombs where, like Kyle said, they took, like, the older bodies and these morticians and people just, like, started decorating. So there's, like, skull...
I should have wrote it down. There was, like, there was a specific time period when they, like, France was just like, it's time to make things fancy.
Yeah.
And they were like, let's do that, too.
Yeah. And they did. There's a room where the skulls are splayed and, like... a motif of what's the pictorials? I can't think.
I don't know. Don't they have like them set up so they're like birds and shit down there?
No.
He's thinking of reliefs.
Yeah, when something
it's, like carved
that.
Into a wall. Yeah, and pops out.
But there's like skulls that are like this. They do the arms and these hallways.
Yeah, they got like birds and angels and shit, and they did them all weird. There's not even whole bodies down there, but there's a lot of bones.
Yeah. A lot of those
there's
are
probably
on the
more
tour
than 6
now.
Million people's bones worth of bodies, but like not.
Oh,
whole
it's
bodies.
Like a dark cathedral or something like that.
My favorite thing is what they call the entrance, or like when you first get there, there's a plaque that calls it the entrance to the Empire of Death.
Yes, that's
I was like
so
that's
cool.
So metal, and then it's full of bones. It's super metal.
So
how did France not invent metal music? Death metal should have came from France.
Well, yeah, probably
should have started in the catacombs. Like
that's what just. Some Fanta of the Opera ship, but with death metal in the bottom of the catacombs.
Yeah.
So one of the things that makes the catacombs so interesting is that, and also terrifying, is that there are people that love going there. They love exploring them, and they are constantly getting lost and dying. Like, because if you run out of battery life on your flashlight, or your candle runs out, or you run out of food or water, it's so large that you may never find your way out. And if you lose light... You're now wandering through the dark.
Well, that's happened before flashlights.
Yeah.
Like, what about the lost man of the catacombs?
Who's the lost man?
Early in the creation of the catacombs, a doorkeeper from the Val de Grace Hospital named Philip Espart.
Oh, I do know who about this, yes.
He took a staircase that led from the hospital into the catacombs, and he was missing for 10 to 12 years before they finally found his body and discovered it only feet from the exit.
Yep.
Because it was too dark for him to see when he went down there.
And they identified his body by the keys.
Yeah.
He was the key keeper. That's why he could get in. He had the keys to the hospital.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. He was right there.
He was there. But because they're so dark and they're such a labyrinth, people
it's
get
it's
lost.
Pitch
in front
black
of
with no
the doors all the time.
No real unique.
Wasn't that footage that they found of that man that was missing near an exit too?
Yeah, so They found footage of they found footage
in the 1990s
from I think it was on Scariest Places on Earth. I think that's they used some of it for that.
I didn't see that.
This guy went
down
there.
I've seen the footage before though.
Yeah. Almost everyone has. This is one of those like if people know of the Paris catacombs, this is usually what they know of.
Because there's like a whole part where you're like, there's gonna be a jump scare here because it's just staring into the blackness for a while.
Yeah, there's like him staring into like this guy that's like losing his mind. And he's running through the catacombs, and you hear stuff, but you don't know if it's him or not.
You don't know if it's just people in
you
other caverns.
You see weird graffiti, but some of the graffiti looks like weird like ritualistic glyphs rather than actual graffiti.
Every abandoned anything or place where people break into has like pentagrams.
Everything
on it.
In this catacombs is graffitied. I'm like watching like modern videos of people going in. It is wall to wall graffiti. The amount of people that come and go from this place is insane. So it's bound to happen that people get lost and die. But
they never found that guy, right?
No, no one's come forward saying it was their footage. They never found a body that they know of that was his. The last thing you see on the camera is the camera like fall to the ground and him run into the darkness. And then that's all we know about this guy. So,
could have been the voices.
Are you going to go into the spooky side of things?
Somewhat. But let's talk about the little girls first. Did you hear about the two teenage girls that went missing in 2007?
I did not.
They were gone for 3 days. They got found, though.
Okay.
They did not. But they were missing for 3 days, and somehow they were fine, except for a little bit of hypothermia.
Really?
It's the only thing they got treated for.
Huh.
But apparently it was like big news for a while.
Yeah. I mean, that would make sense. Like I said, lots of people go down there and just never come back.
Stay on the tour line.
So there's whole stories
unless
about,
you
like...
know somebody.
Portals to hell being down there, because it digs, it goes so deep, and there's just sections where, like, it's just bone.
It's full bones.
Yeah, it's full of bones, and it's just, dead bodies. The deeper you go, the less likely you are to find a way out, and the farther you're in, so you need, like, more battery for your flashlights and things. And people just underestimate how long.
Hey.
Yeah.
Want to hear a fun fact?
Yeah.
Because I'm in that section of my notes. While many Parisians oppose dumping their loved ones' bodies into the catacombs,
mm-hmm.
did you know that the city's candle and wax or soap makers were kind of pumped about it?
Oh, I did know this.
Because they took the leftover corpse wax and fat and made soap and candles out of it.
They didn't do it with the catacombs. They did that before the catacombs.
No. As the bodies were getting moved, because they just put bones down there.
Yeah, so that's what I was going to say. Is
they had to remove everything else.
When the cemeteries were overflooding and they happen to be in the right climate to form corpse wax.
I kind of feel like it probably went like this. This is probably like a picketing and an anti-picketing
mm-hmm.
where you had all the candles and soap wax makers guys.
Yeah.
Standing there like, dig up the bodies. And a bunch of people like, don't dig up my family's body. And they're just like fighting at the cemetery while it was happening.
I mean, because
that would be amazing. That's what I want to imagine.
Yeah, that could be. So there was something about that. I actually remember reading about that. Like, They probably lobbied for them to move the body because...
Oh, man. Imagine if it was really like government lobbying type situations.
Oh, my God. Like today?
Like just corrupt, disgusting just corrupt lobbying.
Soap makers and perfume makers that are using this corpse wax.
What do they call the people that are in charge of the government over there?
What?
They got weird
Parliament?
Names. Yeah.
Isn't it? I thought France is a parliament, isn't it?
Let's just pretend it's America. They're like, hey, Senator. Won't you? Want you vote my way.
Is that a bar of soap?
It's money.
Oh.
Inside the soap.
Oh, there's diamonds in here. Shh.
We're going to dig up them bodies, right?
Yeah. We're going to dig up all the bodies. We need more soap. I need more soap.
That's horrible. But it's also funny. And then it's also funny because people definitely had to use their dead people soap.
Well, they almost certainly.
I want dead This is getting more metal.
Yeah, because of dead people soap.
You got corpse soap. Corpse candles, room with entrance of the Empire
great.
Of the Death.
What scent is it? Oh, that's grandma's scent. Oh my God. This is so dark, but the catacombs and France in general are pretty dark.
I wonder if they could do that. Like make it have like a nostalgia smell.
Turn your like loved ones into soap?
Me and Jared were reading this thing. At one point there was like some kind of a, this is Rum Runner stuff. Mm-hmm. There was a beer company that had like a GoFundMe and they would take the essence of a woman and turn it into a beer.
Ugh. Oh.
But if they did this with your family.
Yeah.
And they made it into soap, you'd be like, oh, grandma, I miss you.
Oh, my God. This is so weird. So weird.
So French.
So French. That just messed up my whole train of thought. That's super weird, though.
All right, let's do spooky stuff. Like how at midnight, if you're down in the catacombs, you might hear some whispering.
So let's talk. Yeah, let's go into
and
the spooky
end
of things.
That's maybe what drove that man crazy that was filming down there.
Also, there's a ton of reports of while you're being down there going in with like full.
I had a hard time finding ghost stuff. Most of my information is just history. So I guess you can do ghost stuff.
I can do a lot of the ghost stuff.
I'm really good at finding
people,
dates.
Yeah, I know. You're really good at dates and history. People will go down there. There's lots of reports of like, I went down with my camera fully charged and two backup batteries. And then when I went to, you know, the battery died really quick. And then I put in one of the other batteries and that one was also super low. And like
ghosts draining the batteries. Damn.
So there's theories on it. Something about like the magnetic field of the earth there. But
well, limestone does weird stuff, doesn't it?
Limestone,
there's like something
channels electromagnetic
weird
fields. Weird,
spooky
yeah.
about it, isn't it? Like if you're in like an area with a lot of limestone, you're supposed to feel uncomfortable, and it's really just that
limestone
does something to the
with
magnetic field.
Yeah, so that's
there
one
with
of
a
those
bunch
things.
Of dead bodies down
that's,
there.
That's one of those things. Is like you're going into a place where you know there's literally millions of dead bodies, and You react to that alone, but then they're also around all this limestone and stuff.
To be fair, isn't there millions of dead bodies just everywhere?
I mean, yeah. I mean, not as, for us as much in America, because we...
Everybody says this. This is what's funny. You're being racist. Everybody is like, no, there's not as many dead people here because there was nobody here before the white people came.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
No, I'm not. That's not racist. I'm just, the Native American there population.
There were millions of Native Americans. Their population was way bigger than people thought it was.
100% correct. And their population was nowhere near the size of like one city today.
Yeah, but it was still bigger than everybody thinks it was.
Oh, I absolutely agree. But
they had wars.
They were also nomadic mostly.
And you can't even say that because like, well, not in America, but in South America, the Aztecs were massive.
That's not here.
Some of that came up here at one point. Are we in South America, motherfucker?
Shush,
on to the first thing about French people.
How'd we get to French people? I thought we were doing spooky stuff.
Fun fact.
Okay, go on.
Did you know that the catacombs weren't just used for hiding bodies? At one point.
Weren't they a quarry?
They grew mushrooms.
I did not know this, actually.
And they were some of King Louis XV's favorite mushrooms.
Really?
Yeah.
Just for real?
Yeah.
They grew like...
They grew mushrooms down there. I mean, it's a damp environment.
I mean, it's ripe for mushroom harvesting.
Full of dead bodies.
Yeah, it's got the fertilizer.
They used to put horse manure down there.
Yeah.
In fact, when Napoleon was in charge, he put the horse manure of people who deserted the army down there. I don't know if that meant people, but they said horse manure. From people that deserted the army.
It was almost certainly...
It sounds like dead bodies.
It sounds like people that were deserters, he just
or he killed their horses.
I'm thinking the people that deserted, he murdered them and threw them
but
in the catacombs.
But yeah, they used it to grow mushrooms for a while.
What kind of mushrooms?
It was different kinds. Like, it wasn't like they just grew on dead body mushrooms. I forget what kinds. The whatever one was specific to King Louis, he grew that one because that was
like
his favorite.
Truffles
but there was
like
a couple of them.
Like
there was, no.
Portobello mushrooms or something?
No, it was some kind of fancy mushroom, but it wasn't like fancy.
See, I don't know.
I don't know mushroom types. There's billions.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know mushroom types
Funguses are funguses. And also,
mushrooms are actually incredibly useful.
They taste like meat if you make them taste like meat.
There's a whole world of stuff we don't know about mushrooms and mycelium and stuff.
Yeah. Some of them murder people.
Some of them do. Some of them are super toxic. Some of those things with toxins.
Some of them are meat replacements because I think mushrooms are delicious.
Yeah, I love mushroom.
Did you know that during World War II, the catacombs were used by both sides?
I did, and they were used as secret passages to get around.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, let's back to spooky stuff. I was just wanting to read the rest of my fun facts.
Oh, no, yeah, that's cool. So people have constant issues with power and stuff down there.
I didn't know that. I knew like it was always dark and that people would like... Not bring
people,
enough.
People
I didn't know that it was
have
just that
like
it drained on purpose.
8 hours of battery life, and then be like they'd like be like 3 hours in, and they have like 3 hours to get back, and then their battery's like 2 hours left, and they're like, "What?"
And then once the lights are off,
you die, or you get lost and almost die.
Well, there's people that are like experts of the catacombs now.
Yeah, but
they
even
can navigate
the experts,
in the dark.
Depending on how far you go. It also depends.
I think they stick to specific areas. Like, there's specific rooms that are set up, like the cinema room. But there's, like, other rooms that are set up to
be
party rooms.
Well, there's other archaeological dig areas. I'm sure you learned sections of the catacombs so that you could get back out. But if you're, like, exploring a new section and your power just dies for no reason.
Yeah, you're pretty much screwed.
Yeah, that's like a death sentence. 100%.
Unless you bring glow-in-the-dark string.
Well, that's... That...
Happy... Innovating.
Innovating.
Right here. Glow-in-the-dark string for the catacomb.
You don't even need it to glow in the dark as long as you have it like tied to you or something.
But what if it breaks? What if a ghost cuts it? If it's glowing, you can still see it.
Oh, that's true.
Like,
yeah.
It's leaving!
Hey, now, bring that back, Sir Ghost.
Sir Ghost Maximus?
Oh my god.
Sir Ghost who was once
a king?
Can
you imagine if you're like walking down and then like you turn back and there's a ghost and it's like, and just cuts it and runs with the other end? And you're like, hey, get back here.
And then as you're getting back there, you just hear.
That's how you go crazy. Your French words. Oh, baguette. Whatever they say.
Whatever the ghosts whisper.
Yeah, I shouldn't even say that. I took 2 years of French in high school. I actually know French words.
Ah, ooh à la bibliothèque.
That's Spanish.
Nuh-uh.
Yep.
No, donde está la biblioteca en Spanish. Ooh à la bibliothèque. Is how you say, where's the library in French?
We used to say,
because I only know how to say that.
Un un fuck a la pissing, which was there's a seal in the pool, but it sounded naughty, which was like our class's favorite phrase. Un fuck a la pissing.
I think I remember you were taking French in high school, and I thought you were a dork for
it. Yeah, I took French for two reasons. One, like most
the
of
the camera
my...
keeps getting weird focus. It's because we're talking about ghosts.
It probably
French ghosts.
Ooh. Le baguette.
Jared's gonna be so confused when he gets to this part.
Jared's we should talk about Jared while he's not in the room.
All right, let's screw the Paris catacombs. Let's talk about Jared. Jared has a demon and he won't tell me its name.
First of all, he's correct in not telling you its name.
I will just say its name.
You don't know it.
Because he won't tell me.
Exactly. That's why he's correct for doing that.
Anyway, let's talk about more things.
Yeah, more from Paris catacombs.
Paris catacombs. I'm out of things. Are you
out
of things?
I'm pretty close.
I just did history, and yeah. We went through the history way faster than I thought we would.
There's an area of it called the Gates to Hell. It's one of the lower levels.
See, I didn't find that.
It's now
I had like nine different websites that I was going
to. It's one of these sections where the bones are ornamental, but it's
actually real quick while we're on this. It's really hard for me to research this because 90% of the websites I found were just tour guide recommendations.
Yeah, well, they're not
confused. And I was like, what? And I'm like, I don't want to use Wikipedia. Like, I didn't use Wikipedia for anything.
Yeah.
But it was so hard to find a website that gave me more than just best ghost tours in Paris.
Oh, gee. Where are we going to go today?
And
that's
then it
well
didn't
lit.
Describe it.
Yeah.
It was just like the catacombs. You're like, oh. And they gave a
so
price.
So here, that's the thing is, like, France likes to keep them on the down low. They don't talk about them. They lock them up. They don't want people down there other than the tourists to very specific areas.
Well, there's more than one reason why it's illegal to go down there. Because part of it's because they're dangerous.
Well, yeah.
Part of it's because, another fun fact, when you buy a house in Paris, you don't only buy the property.
Oh, yeah. You're responsible for
underneath.
You buy
below the ground, too.
Yep.
So if it starts to collapse or something goes wrong underneath your house...
Mm-hmm.
You're responsible for fixing it. So it's partly because that's another reason that it's illegal is people don't want people like fucking shit up that they then have to pay for.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's always American.
You're technically
tourists.
Trespassing when you're down there.
Hell yeah. You're breaking in someone's basement.
What was I talking about?
We're back to ghosts.
Ghosts.
You were talking about the entrance to hell.
Right, so the gateway to hell is down there. It's in a section where there's not ornamental bones, like it's deeper. This gateway to hell is in a section that's not normally associated with all the decorative bones.
Really?
And it's super deep down, and it's called this because it's just a hallway that's decorated and weird, and the bones are in, like, satanic patterns. So people think, like back in the day when they were hiding bodies, someone built this section. And it goes to a section of the catacombs that is completely unknown, unmapped, with weird collapsed tunnels and things, and there's rumors of it, like,
you would think that they were using it for a purpose, that they would keep, like, track of that stuff.
Nope, they don't. That's the other thing, is most of the catacombs are unmapped.
Yeah, like, if you're mining, you'd want to know where you're mining from or what's been mined.
No clue.
Because if you're, like, just going back to the same places after you've mined it, you have no idea. I guess, yeah.
Or the 1300s.
I remember there was a whole thing that I read where Paris...
Or 13th century, so like 1250 or whatever.
When they were building the city of Paris, it wasn't very professional because they were new at building a new city.
It was new. It was a whole new area. They basically whipped the quarry
out of nowhere.
Which is
why they never expected it to get so big.
They had like poor people and vagrants doing the mining.
Well, that's not necessarily true, but like, I mean, kind of, but like also they had like actual people, like artisans down there digging up the stone because they needed to.
So they had artisans doing a lot of the shaping and stuff,
but
a lot of the manual labor was actual, like, I don't want to say slave because I couldn't find anything about it being slave labor.
It was probably indentured service.
But it was like indentured service and like really poor working class, and they were basically fed like almost nothing. And a lot of them died down there in the process of making it.
But the thing I was trying to say was, it's not like weird that they dug the stone there. Like in ancient cities all over the world, they usually, you can tell what city is based off like the stone that they dug.
Yeah.
Because apparently like everywhere has like a specific stone that they dug and they built their city with because it was from
right
the site
there,
that they
got it. Well, you know, it makes
sense. Somewhere in Germany has diamonds in it. Like a lot of their stone.
The beers.
No. Not like diamonds that you could use. They're like particle diamonds. But
well,
it's because like some meteor hit and that meteor was basically made out of diamonds.
Oh, well, that's
I read that when I was looking for this, and I was like, that's cool.
That's
it
really
doesn't help me with this, yeah. but that's cool.
But that's just the case. Why would you ship something in when you could just
yeah.
dig down
well,
where
especially
you are?
Back then.
Well, yeah.
This way, nobody
even
has
now
the,
we wouldn't.
Nobody has no weird questions because they're not like, how did Stonehenge people bring these here? And they're like, no, they just dug a hole under where they live.
Yeah. Sorry.
I think we're done.
Yeah, that's. I think we covered it. I'm like, I'm running low.
There wasn't a lot of spooky stories. There wasn't as many as I wanted to. There wasn't as many, like, there was like three. These three people definitely got lost.
Yeah, so.
But there wasn't like everybody knows people get lost, but there's like no story for it.
Everything I've read says spooky shit happens all the time. People die all the time.
But they don't describe
it. But they never tell you who or what. Yeah. Like, there's a couple of references, and some of them I read on, like, forums. So, like, the Gates to Hell thing could be totally bullshit. I don't know.
So, if you've ever been there, send us an email.
I'd love...
darkroomstories.com.
Some of my research involved this guy that, like, travels around.
I think
the
other reason is a lot of people keep it secret because it's so illegal. That they're not coming out and saying
it.
Like, you have to know a guy or know a guy to get into this
stuff. To go in there, yeah.
Yeah.
So, if you do, and you, like, publicize that you know it,
you're basically putting a bunch of people
in
jail.
Yeah, they put warrants out for you.
They
really
more
want
than
to discourage
just you.
It. Yeah, absolutely. So they try, the Paris officials try really hard to discourage it. Like I said, they lock doors. They lock people in by accident.
That's something I didn't know. That's great.
Yeah, like if you came in. So there's one video I watched on YouTube. These guys go down with a team. They have a permit to go down with a team.
I hated the YouTube videos for this.
Yeah.
I watched one. It was like, we're going to check out the Paris catacombs. These are the Paris catacombs. There's a plaque that says this is the entrance to hell. Let's get some Paris food. And I'm like, you did not. You just, you didn't tell me anything.
Yeah.
I learned nothing from you.
Some of them are not great. The one guy goes down there, used to go down there, was like an expert. And he went down. They're looking for the person that they found the found footage for. This is like the scariest place on earth. This is like back in the 90s.
See, I wish I could find that.
And so
I don't know if I ever saw that.
They go down through this man, or they go down through one entrance. They get lost, basically. This is supposed to be an expert on the catacombs. They get lost. They find a manhole up.
Thing about like experts, even like
yeah. Well, that's exactly. So it's like
because it's a crazy labyrinth.
Halls move around, and like nothing makes sense. And people that are supposed to be experts just get lost all the time. And so with the whole camera crew team and everything, they're down there, they get lost, they find the entrance up that they know should be there, they know it's supposed to be open, they climb up the ladder, it's locked. And they're like, oh, we have like half an hour of light left and we don't know where the nearest entrance is other than this. Okay, let's keep looking.
Imagine if one of the homeowners that own a thing above that locked that for a while.
Imagine if they just like parked their car on the manhole cover.
Like, what
or something?
If they just dug like a hole though to park their cars, or like they like dug a hole and like made a basement and stored stuff in the catacombs? They're like, look, I'm gonna put like my bowling ball right next to this skull that may or may not be an ancient king of France.
So some of these people have
really
to have
cool
doors that lead into the catacombs, right? Like that has to be a thing.
Well, I mean, the hospital has stairs that go directly into. Why does a hospital need?
The hospital was hiding bodies in the catacombs.
That just clicked. Like, why does the hospital have stairs that go to catacombs? And I'm like, this is because they put things down there.
So
that's probably back.
Gotta
from,
be
like,
other houses.
That's probably from like TB times. They're like, oh shit, we need to dump these
Do
bodies because this didn't work.
Any of those homeowners like went down, mapped out what section was theirs, like put up gates and like closed
that's
it
what
off.
I'm saying. Like, if you own that, and you need to maintain it. Like, there's got to be someone.
You,
that's like,
never, if
nobody's
I had,
touching mine.
If I had a section of catacombs, I would 100%. Put up gates around my section.
I would really hope to have one that has bones. Because I'd be like, these are my bones. They're in my property. I bought these bones when
that
I bought
skull
my
there,
house.
That's Henry.
Yeah, I would just start naming them.
Yeah.
Just like put deckers. Oh, another cool fun fact. There's actually a lot, and this is just history things. But there's a lot of information we can actually get from the bones down there because a lot of them are preserved in such a way that we can actually still tell how they died.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You can see like when they took blunt force trauma or like
I think even like disease, ribs. They can still test the bones for that kind of stuff.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
So yeah, so that's actually like a really kind of cool thing.
Well, these catacombs are like a time capsule, a very gruesome, very dangerous
time
capsule.
It's beautifully decorated now. It's not like people were just thrown there like willy-nilly just because the government needed to hide the bodies because they started to make the city smell. And like,
yeah, they
people
definitely, were getting diseased and dying
more. It wasn't like it was killing more people.
Parasites wouldn't do that. Parasites, that's not. Parasites.
Parasites.
I'm sorry. Jared just threw me a look. I didn't mean parasites like that. It's just, I was.
He did.
Parisians.
He meant parasites, but he also meant parasites because he was like, parasites were getting on the dead bodies.
Well, yeah,
and then those parasites were getting into the parasites.
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 Well, anyway, this has been Dark Rum Podcast. Thank you for listening today.
Now that you've singled out French people more than once in sort of a negative way.
That's okay.
What was that racist thing you said? Oh, yeah, yeah. That there was nobody here in America before white people.
I did not say that.
You kind of did.
I did say there wasn't as many people.
At first you went, and that's why we don't have dead bodies all over the place. And I went, probably still do.
Well, there's not as many.
America's super.
They also, we didn't bury them like... Like, we don't...
Even if there's not as many...
The Native Americans, like, dispose of their dead in a way that even they if the decompose
of,
pretty well.
Even if the ancient cities of the Native Americans never grew to our size... Ancient Americans didn't have... They came over when the ice bridge between Europe and America was connected.
They didn't have major cities. That's so long ago.
There's dead bodies everywhere.
Well, yeah, but that's the whole planet.
Everywhere.
I'm aware.
There's a dead body behind
If you go
you.
To the Paris catacombs, let us know at Dark Rum Podcast on Instagram...
That's just the hooker that Jared put in the wall. Sorry,
I saw
worker.
A really funny thing. Speaking of hookers in the wall.
Sex
I saw,
workers.
I saw a really funny video.
Sex workers.
Whatever. Sex you're worker.
You're rude.
I saw a really funny. Well, you're the one that said hooker. I agree.
And then I apologized and changed it.
Okay, I'm not agreeing with you.
I didn't apologize. I'm sorry. Sex workers.
I'm pro sex workers.
The things you say are so good. Man, there's nobody in America before the white people. I am pro sex worker.
I didn't say that.
Don't like hookers, but I'm pro sex worker.
I just can't even.
You don't have to say it. That's what can be gleaned.
I'm not saying any of those things.
Magic of twisting words. Anyway, what were you saying about sex workers?
I was saying about dead bodies in walls.
Yeah.
You fucking monster. Is
I'm not the one talking about dead bodies in walls.
Can I just say this, please?
Okay.
This construction worker took a body, like a fake skeleton, in the house he was working on. He was putting sheetrock up in. He put the fake skeleton in the wall with a t-shirt that said Hide and Seek Champion 2020. And then screws the sheetrock up. And someone somewhere down the line is going to open this wall and find a skeleton that says Hide and Seek Champ 2020.
What I want to know, like what I wish would have what is what happened. Is that he found it. Or no, he didn't find it. That he put it there, and yep. Before it got done, it got found, and it just had, like, class of 1984.
Oh, my God.
And then someone confessed to a murder that wasn't actually that.
Yeah.
They just forgot where they put it.
Oh, my God.
Imagine. That would have been so much better.
That would have been. I still think it's hilarious.
Like, you found it? Oh, shit. It was me.
It was me. I'm sorry. Please don't come for me. Anyway, thank you for listening to Dark Rum Podcast. I'm Turtle.
I'm Stephen.
Kyle. Your name is Kyle. You can find us on Dark Rum Podcast at Instagram, Dark Rum Podcast on Twitter, Dark Rum Stories on Gmail if you want to message us specifically.
Yeah, on Gmail. If you like hang out on Gmail regularly, like that's
whatever
your social
happened
media.
To the Google thing? What was it? Google Plus or whatever?
Nobody cares.
Yeah, is it just dead? Anyway, the point is, message us with your stories about the Paris catacombs, dead bodies and walls, whatever.
Tell me ghost stories. Tell me your demon's name.
If you know Jared's demon's name, Kyle wants to know it so bad.
I'll give you money for Jared's
demon's
name.
He will pay you for the name of this demon.
I will summon him. I'll bring him upon Jared as a curse, and I'll get Jared to do my bidding.
Please don't give Kyle Jared's demon's name. Thank you for listening. Have an amazing day.
Stay weird and don't be French.
Please don't be French.